It seems that every website these days has an RSS feed. One nice, easy-to-use, free RSS reader is SharpReader. Thanks to Larry ScootCon, I found out about this program. So let's take a quick look at it. I'm going to go to my desktop.
Desktop, folder view, list view, SharpReader, 45 of 50.
Press Enter on SharpReader.
ACB Radio Blog - SharpReader. ACB Radio Blog - SharpReader List View. What is new in Office 2007 accessibility? Date : 3/26/2006/9:27 p.m. Author : Jeff Bishop. 1 of 27. 100%.
All right. So we're actually at the last place that I was when I exited the program. And we're actually in the list of entries for the ACB Radio Blog. Let's shift tab.
Preview ACB Radio Blog, 1 of 6.
And see what's here. Gonna down arrow.
Luke Huberman's Weblog, 2 of 6. Wired, 3 of 6. CNetNews.com, 4 of 6. Slashdot, 5 of 6. Scripting News, 6 of 6.
Alright, and we're just gonna press the home key.
Level 0, subscribe feed, 6.
And down arrow.
Level 1, ACB Radio Blog.
Let's go ahead and just look at some of the entries in the ACB Radio Blog. So I'll press the tab key.
ACB Radio Blog - SharpReader List View. What is new in Office 2007 accessibility? Date : 3/20.
And just down arrow a few times.
What is new in Windows Vista accessibility? Date: accessible Yahoo widgets. Date : 3. Accessible DHTML/JavaScript. See who Marlena wandered into at CUSN. Date : mobile speak at CSUN. Date :3.
All right, let's press the tab key on that one. And
author : ACB Radio.
Tab key again.
Feed : ACB Radio Blog visited link.
Another tab key press.
Title : mobile speak at CSUN link.
And let's press enter on that.
100%. Page has 5 headings and 20 links. Heading level 1 visited link ACB Radio Blog. Connecting the blind blog.
And let's use our next heading level command.
Heading level 2 Sunday, March 26, 2006.
And let's just do a say all. JAWS key plus down arrow.
Heading level 2 Sunday, March 26, 2006. Heading level 3 link mobile speak at CSUN. Posted by ACB Radio at. Visited link 338. Link email post. Link edit post. Heading level 40 comments : link post a comment edit.
Okay, I'm going to stop that. If we press the tab key some more.
Post a comment link.
We're actually in a browser.
Less home visited link.
So we need to press the backspace key.
Blank, title : mobile speak at CSUN, feed :
And just press tab again.
Preview ACB Radio Blog, 1 of 6.
And that was 2 presses of the tab key, by the way, just so you'll know. Let's see if all these web pages view the same way. Let's look down our list view here.
Luke Huberman's Weblog, 2 of 6. Wired, 3 of 6. CNetNews.com, 4 of 6.
All right, let's press tab on that one.
CNETNews.com-SharpReaderListView developers fast to fix open-source bugs. Date : 4/4/2. Micropayments drive Asian games. Samsung stars cybercrooks ramp up against antivirus firms -and each other. Date :4/4.
That looks interesting to me. Press the tab key.
CNETNews.com link graphic. Feed CNETNews.com link.
Still pressing tab.
Title : cybercrooks ramp up against antivirus firms -and each other link.
Press the enter key.
41%.
And we'll check, see where we are.
Cybercrooks ramp up against cybercrooks.
Doesn't appear that we have
done
gone anywhere here.
Special to CNET2.
Okay.
Blank, advertise. Heading level 1, cybercrooks ramp up against antivirus firms -and each other.
All right, it was just being obstinate. I pressed control home and heading and went to the first heading.
Bye. Send mail link Tom Espiner. Blank. Special to CNET.
And we can just read that.
Special to CNETNews.com published : April 4th, 2006, 12:41 p.m. PDT. This page link talkback. Link graphic email history to a friendy.
And one of the things that Larry mentioned on his podcast was that it's not always easy to find what you want. There's a lot of junk that you have to wade through sometimes.
Heading level 4, another news :
Okay, so you get the idea. Press the tab key, or backspace key, I mean.
Blank, title : cybercrooks, CNET.
Let's press backspace again.
Blank, CNETNews.com, link graphic, page has 3 links, link graphic, CNET news, period.
And let's press shift tab.
Title : cybercrooks, feed : CNETNews.com.
Just pressing tab key.
CNETNews.com-SharpReaderListView, cybercrooks ramp up against antivirus firms -and each other. Preview CNETNews.com, 4 of 6.
So you see kind of how you sometimes have to back out of those web pages and then kind of move your way around to the list of blogs, and then of course the list of entries within a blog if you want to do that. I was using Shift Tab. You can sometimes just use the Tab key. I mean, it will cycle you around. I'm going to show you another nice feature of the program.
Subscribe.
We're sitting here at
Subscribed Feeds, open 6 item.
Subscribed Feeds. We're going to
Level 1, ACB Radio Blog.
Go ahead and arrow down to that just to orient ourselves. We're going to press Control O.
Open. Type the internet address of
www.mosenexplosion.com.
Preview.
And this should open up nicely in Sharp Reader.
Title is the Mosen Explosion - Sharp Reader.
So if we press the Tab key,
the Mosen Explosion - Sharp Reader list view New Zealand, date colon 4/3/2006, 12:25 a.m. Subject colon opinion 1 of 25, 0%. New Zealand, date colon.
We are in the list of blog entries, just like we would have been if we had already been subscribed. So let's look at our file menu.
Menu, file menu, open RSS feed control plus O. Subscribe to current feed control plus S.
Let's press enter on that.
Leaving menus, preview the Mosen Explosion, 1 of 7, the Mosen Explosion.
And there we have it. We are now subscribed to that blog.
ACB Radio Blog, 2 of 7. Luke Huthman's Weblog, 3 of 7.
So we can see that we subscribed successfully. Interestingly enough, the hotkey, according to the file menu, is Control plus S. When I attempted to subscribe to the blog using Control plus S, Internet Explorer is launched, and SharpReader does not subscribe me to the blog, so I have no idea what's going on with that hotkey at all. There's something else I need to tell you about.
ACB.
I've actually unsubscribed from the Mosen Explosion, and I'm going to go back into it.
Open, type the
www.mosenexplosion.com.
Preview.
Press the Tab key.
The Mosen Explosion - Sharp Reader list view New Zealand.
There's our nice list of blogs.
You have been spared the Mosen Explosion. Review of.
If I press the Shift Tab key.
Preview, 6 items, level 0, subscribe feeds, 6 items.
I go right back to
Level 1, ACB Radio Blog, 1 of 6.
And if I press the Tab key here,
ACB Radio Blog.
I'm back to the ACB Radio Blog list of entries. So until I subscribe to the Mosen Explosion, any time I tab away from it, I'm going to go back to the list of blogs that I'm already subscribed to, and I'm going to lose that Mosen Explosion webpage that I had.
What is new in Office?
So,
preview AC.
We're going to go back to MosenExplosion.com.
Preview.
And we're going to see that
the Mosen Explosion - Sharp Reader.
In fact, it's up and running.
New Zealand, date call.
Or loaded, I should say. I'm going to, again, press Alt-F.
Menu, file menu, open RSS feed, subscribe to current feed, control plus S.
And I'm going to press Enter.
Leaving menus, preview the Mosen Explosion, 1 of 7, the Mosen Explosion.
And it is now in my list of blog entries. One last thing to mention. If I press Alt-F4 to get out of this program, it will still be in my system tray. The way to truly exit out of the program.
Menu, file menu, open RSS feed, control
menu,
plus.
And then up arrow to
exit.
Press enter.
Leaving menus, studio recorder.
And it is truly gone at this point. Pretty neat little program. Larry mentioned the hassles of web pages not being as accessible as we would like for them to be. But for what it does and for what it costs, it works pretty well. So check it out at sharpreader.com.